it's something that really consolidates our relationships. And it was wonderful that the Cardinal conveyed a message of greeting to His Beatitude, the Patriarch of Romania. And the fact that an exchange of views took place about the situation of the official Orthodox Catholic dialogue was exchanged. So the main issue today is the relationship between primacy and synodality when we talk about ecclesiology and authority in the church. That was absolutely useful exchange in the sense that the Eastern part of Christianity stresses more the question of synodality in the whole ecclesiological, let's say, field. But the Catholic Church has also, or particularly, the primacy, which is an expression of really Western Christianity. So the wonderful aspect of this dialogue today is that there is some kind of synodality also in the Roman Catholic Church. If we are thinking about the development about after the Second Vatican Council, about the, you know, the Synod of Bishops who are meeting, particularly in Rome, but in, also in other parts of the world, convened by His Holiness the Pope. It's something which is very much greeted by the Orthodox Church. The fact that the Pope felt the need to have the Synod of Bishops periodically meeting and advising the Pope is something which is deeply welcomed by the Orthodox churches.
Pope Francis, he wants to reform the church and he wants to bring more collegiality into the church. And he actually mentioned the Orthodox Church as an example. And I was just wondering, how did you perceive that?
Oh, yes, this is a wonderful news for the Eastern Orthodox churches, because the principle of collegiality in the church, and you notice that I use the word synodality, which means, in fact, the collegiality, which is particularly characteristic to the Eastern Orthodox churches, because we have to remember that there is no perfect way of securing the authority in the church, but if we could reach an agreement within the International Commission for Theological Dialogue between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox churches, theologically speaking, it should be something in terms of complementarity. We have to see what is the positive aspect of the Western way. I'm referring to the primacy of the Pope in ecclesiological way, and on the other hand, the synodality of the Orthodox churches. So our desired document of convergence should be of this nature, to have a way between the primacy and collegiality or synodality. So this is, in our particular day, the thinking and the aim of the Theological Commission. It's not very easy, because we have to really take into account the history of each church, Eastern and the Western, and then we shall see how we are going to reach a sort of convergence agreement in our time. But we cannot, let me say, theologize about it today without taking into account what was happening in the past. So, in other words, we have to really take into account or base our theological discussions and finally agreement on the basis of our historical experience.
the Bishop of Blaj, said he was hoping for a dialogue based on a spiritual of forgiveness. And I was wondering, when you're talking about the past, can you explain to me why that forgiveness is really useful and needed?
Well, the depends on what are you referring to. I was referring to the pure theological aspect of the relationship between Roman Catholic Church, that is the Western Church mainly, and the Eastern Churches, that means the Orthodox Churches. I am referring to the first millennium. I am referring to the first part of the second millennium up to the Reformation. I am referring to the second half of the second millennium. And this is a very rich and sometimes troubled history. But if you are referring to what the Bishop of Blaj said, yes, indeed, there is the question of the Greek Catholic Church, which is not a reality in Romania, but is also reality in many other parts of Christianity in the Middle East. And of course, when we are talking about our relationships, we have to think in terms of forgiveness and of penitence. Whoever feels, whatever feels. But we as humans, maybe we could commit some sort of mistakes, but sometimes beyond our wish and beyond our possibilities, you see. So in other words, we need to have a theological dialogue. And of course, in this dialogue, we have to take into account also the reality of the Uniat Church or the Greek Catholic Church, which is a reality, and we have to base everything on a very good cooperation and to look into the future in a very ecumenical and brotherly way.
You're talking about that ecumenical dialogue. How would you describe today, in practical, for the people in Romania, the ecumenical dialogue?
The question is that, for example, I'm referring to the week of prayer for Christian unity. We have a regular meeting with the other Christian communities in order to pray together. And this is, we believe, a balanced and ecumenical attitude which we all should have. The exclusiveness, or let's say radical attitudes, should not be something that characterize our ecumenical orientation today. So I think that we have proved that in a very clear way.